Welcome to a brand new week, and we start a new series from today. It's going to be another two-week series, as we did with the teaching on fruitfulness, and we start talking about wisdom. It works naturally with fruitfulness because we are talking about practical things we have to do to make our lives fruitful, and wisdom is one of those things that God must help us with to run our lives effectively. So my study is going to be based on Proverbs chapter 8. So I start with verse 1, Proverbs chapter 8. Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? So we start basically with trying to understand what we mean by wisdom, because wisdom has different dimensions and expresses itself in different ways. And there are about five main expressions of wisdom that I want to talk about, and then we're going to develop the concept throughout the days as we go along. Wisdom is first and foremost spiritual, and when we say wisdom is spiritual, we mean that it has a spiritual foundation, and that foundation is the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. So when the Bible talks about the fear of the Lord, it means having reverence for God, or having a deep appreciation for God. It's not being scared of God or running away from God, but knowing God and respecting Him. Wisdom starts when we respect God's laws and God's rules, because as we observe God's principles, we become wiser. For example, God's principle of sowing and reaping. When we respect it, when we reverence that principle, it works well for us. So the foundation of it is spiritual. It starts with the fear or the respect for God and His law. Secondly, wisdom is mental, and that has to do with understanding how life works. So we reverence God, but we have to understand how life works. What are the principles that God has placed in the universe and on our earth that work to our advantage? And wisdom, in this sense, is not just a high IQ or being able to do vast calculations. All of us know people who can do all the vast calculations, but somehow are not able to put their lives together. So it goes beyond just having knowledge and being knowledgeable about facts and about theories of life, but it goes into having the ability to properly interpret the theories of life into our day-to-day living. So there is a mental understanding that we have about how God's rules work for us. So wisdom is spiritual, wisdom is mental, and wisdom is moral. That means that it has something to do with conduct. And when you read the book of Proverbs, many times there is a talk about a wise person and a foolish person. And that has to do with a person whose morality or moral foundation is so weak that anything moves them, anything drives them. They make very bad choices, very wrong choices. So when we operate in wisdom, we fear God, or we reverence the laws of God. We have a mental appreciation for the principles of life. And then we are morally sound so that we don't misconduct ourselves. And number four, wisdom is practical. And that has to do with solving problems. When a person is wise, they don't just know things, but they solve problems. And so wisdom helps us to have a practical approach to solving problems. Solving problems is part of wisdom. And so we have to learn how to do that. And then wisdom is governmental. That means that it has to do with ruling with fairness, doing things fairly and being equitable and being right. So when we talk about wisdom, we're not just talking about one thing. We are talking about a spiritual relationship with God, honoring His laws. We're talking about mentally understanding how things work. We are talking about morally being of a good conduct. We are talking about practically being able to solve problems. And we are talking about being able to rule or make the right judgments and decisions at all times. So these are the five parameters in which we deal with wisdom. And we would use this as the basis for all that we talk about in the 2 weeks as we deal with the concept of Wisdom. I trust that it helps all of us to be wise and to run our lives better and to make the best choices that pleases God and makes our lives a benefit to other people. Are you ready to go on the journey with wisdom? Then we're going to start. Let's pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, you are the all-wise God. Bless me with your wisdom so I will see life as you see it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, that's how we start. I will be with you again tomorrow. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.